So Brad, you played the O2 in London last night. Social media has gone crazy over it. You're about to hit the stage tonight at the 3 Arena in Dublin once again. How are you feeling?
We actually toured the Guinness plant today, so wow. We all feel really great.
Are you fit to play tonight?
I think so, yeah. I think we're good. It's thankfully, you know, it's only 4% alcohol. You're fine.
Tonight is my fourth time seeing you live. Saw you at the Olympia back in 2011, and I've seen you twice at this very venue. I've heard you say that playing live is about creating memories.
Yes.
And I remember, right, the last time you played here, that day, Ireland had just won some massive rugby game.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of drinking, by the time you hit the stage, most of the crowd were already away with it. But when you came out for the encore in an Ireland rugby top,
yeah,
that was just a moment I'll remember forever.
Yes, unfortunately, this year that's not working out, is it? But it's really a great thing to be able to feel like you're a part of someone's life for a night. That's the best thing about live music that they can't ever replace. I mean, the internet changes all the time as far as how people ingest their music, but nothing will take the place of actually showing up in your city, coming all the way over here and playing it for them and experiencing this together.
And throughout your career, you've had many notable collaborations. My favorite song of all time is Whiskey Lullaby, which, of course, you recorded with Alison Krauss. The new album, Love and War, again, you've got collaborations with Demi Lovato, John Fogerty, Timbaland, and Mick Jagger. Just reading that, I want to hear this album.
I can't wait for you to hear it. We worked really hard trying to get this thing exactly right, to make it what it needed to be. And what's nice about it is that list reads kind of strangely, but they work really well together. And it's all very country, too. And you start to see that these guys from outside the format, a couple of these Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, are extremely important to country music, too. And you'll see that, I think, when you listen to it.
But you talk about modern country crossing over. You've got something for everybody. Pop, R&B, classic rock, everything.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, though, that that's what country music has become. It has something for everyone. It does that. It's got those influences that aren't foreign to it. And you know, how different, honestly, is some of the songs off of Sticky Fingers to what should be considered country music?
I know you're pushed for time, so my final question. You're almost 20 years into this phenomenal career, from the record sales to the sellout tours to the awards. What has been the highlight?
The highlight for me is, I think, getting to know my heroes. And I was somebody that wasn't content to shake Jimmy Dickens' hand. I wanted to fish with him. I wanted to take him on trips and put him in music videos and be his friend and experience what that must be like. You know, I wanted to know, is his sense of humor something that he just turns on stage, or is that who he is? And same thing with Buck Owens and, shoot, you name it, George Jones, guys that I got to be friends with and spent time at their homes, you know, having lunch and singing on stage and watching football games and just crazy stuff. The fact that I took advantage of that while some of those guys were still alive, and I'm still taking advantage of that with other guys that are still around, that's really, for me, the thing I'm proudest of. I'm one of those artists that really try to remember where it came from and who made me want to do this in the first place, and I want to find out what makes them tick.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, because as a country music fan tonight, I met a hero. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's nice of you to say that. Well, you know, I don't know if I'm as interesting as Jimmy Dickens. Wish you could have met him.
Thank you for your time. I can't wait to see you rock it tonight.
I can't wait either. We're going to have a great time. Cool. Thank you.